That was a good discussion. That was a lot of fun.
No, that's a, see, this is why I say I love doing these kind of things, with people, when they really get deep and down with discussions, and like I say, it's not, and I said before, it's not about trying to bruise nobody's ego, not trying to do something like, no, it's like, no, you respect someone's opinion, but at the same time, you're giving out some good information and free for all. So that's why I love it.
It's a blast. I love doing these shows. I really do. So let's see the Mothra, the plush Mothra. Oh, look at
Yeah,
how
that's a
adorable.
face. Oh, and I've got like classic. This was
Oh, very nice.
Maeve got that for me. So
Really? Oh, that's sweet.
yeah,
It's a
that was
back
cool.
pillow.
Surreal
Oh yes,
Entertainment. It's
that's
like the
cool.
perfect shape.
I don't buy a lot of figures anymore, but if I see a damn plushie, I'm like, take my money.
Nothing wrong
Right.
with that. I mean, I collect Transformers still.
That's awesome. And you have a really kick-ass Godzilla suit in your house, which is awesome.
Right. I was
So,
gonna say
yeah.
that. Yeah, that.
Yep. With a Christmas hat, that makes it right
I was
there.
gonna say with the Christmas hat.
I forgot to
Makes it
take
right.
the hat off. Should have seen it when he was holding the Red Ryder BB gun.
Oh, fantastic. I think we are about ready for Showa Era Volume 2.
I got
Okay.
sidetracked there. Sorry.
No, it's good. It's good.
We're in a good mode. So this
Yeah, it's
helps.
all good, man. We're gonna have a good discussion. There's a lot of fun movies on this one. All right, here we go.
Siren Cosm from Jack Panzer and Metal Whore is the way to go.
I am Montag, Master of Illusion. What goes up must come down, but not always. And you are watching and listening to Heavy Metal Horror. Oh, kiddies, welcome back. The Showa era Toho non-Godzilla films, Volume 2. Oh, that's right. We couldn't pack it all in one show. And I wanted to milk it. We had a lot of movies. I'm like, I don't want to make more episodes. No, I love making episodes. And Chop Top still has that pull groin injury from last time. He's going to be recovering from that. He's probably going to have a cast or, something, maybe a chastity belt might be the thing for him. So Chop, sit on your hands. Don't use them as the devil's tools. Here we go. We're going to start our very first one. This is from 1963. We've got Atragon. Yes. Oh, Jedi Granville. Oh, I didn't introduce everybody. My apologies. Oh, it's almost like we just recorded this show 10 minutes ago. Let's start. Jedi Granville, please introduce yourself to our audience.
Yes, I am the black one. I'm the Jedi Granville. And if you don't know me too, most people know me by my government name, Walter Ross, but I am the one that is on the channel of Jedi Granville on YouTube. And like I say, I'm here to join my friends here discussing good stuff. So yeah.
That's right. And Billy, introduce yourself, please.
Hello, I'm Billy DeBose. You might have seen my Godzilla fan film, Godzilla Battle Royale. You may not have, but either way, had a blast making it, and I'm happy to be here with amazing G fans.
And writer and podcaster Donnie Winter. Donnie, you're muted. There we
Hello.
go. Hi.
Yeah.
Yes, I felt so bad that I forgot to mention your wonderful podcast last episode. So
Oh,
I'm
you're
glad that you
good.
did.
You know me, I'll
I
mention
know
it
I am,
for
Billy.
sure.
That's right.
No.
That's right. We're
No,
self-promoting whores and we embrace it. That's right.
yeah.
You
No.
self-promoting
That's right.
whores.
That's
Jeez.
right. What's that?
I thought you
Horror,
said
sorry.
self-promoting. I thought you said self-promoting horrors. I was like, oh,
Horrors, of
well,
course. Yeah, sure.
I guess I'm both.
Well, I know
Whores
I
for
am.
sluts, if that's,
Sorry about that.
if the slut fits,
Yes, but
go ahead. Sorry,
and
we
how that
interrupted.
works
I
in
was just gonna
horror
say
movies.
there
So.
is a lot of sluttery and horror-ness in growing up with Godzilla, so go check it
Oh,
out.
good. Okay.
And speaking of sluts, Dr. Tar, where can we introduce
Yes,
yourself?
and Insane Radio, you whores. But anyway.
Unsane Radio, the podcast of popular and unpopular culture. Yes. Okay, 1963, we have Atragon, and I saw Jedi Granville rubbing his hands. You must love this movie, so you want to
I
start off the
do.
discussion?
I might as
Atragon.
well. I mean, Atragon is another one of those films that I can say that took me by surprise, you know. I mean, because I didn't know what to expect from this. I mean, and like I say, the budget in this movie is very grandiose, you know. I mean, it's like got all the spectacles and everything, but it is a well-made film that is like, oh my God. I mean, it's the so-called 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea kind of motif, you know. And of course, he's got the sea creature Manda, you know, making his film, or it's a female, we don't know. It's gender bias. We'll just put
You
it
know
like
how I do this? I think this one's the male, and he got killed. And what you see in Destroy All Monsters is the female one. So
okay.
that's just my interpretation how they present this. So okay.
But no, the film is a very well-paced kind of film that discusses, you know, something that I think Donnie brought up, you know, about colonization and everything, and just saying that my stick is bigger than yours kind of motive. It's like we're coming back to take over the world. I was like, okay, can we just live in peace? No, we can't do that. We got to, you know, come and destroy your world because our world is better than
They're
yours, you
willing
know.
to kill for peace.
Yeah, exactly. The peace is warranted,
That's
you know
right.
what I'm saying? So it's like that's what we have to do. But no, the film and especially Kabuve's music, very top tier right now. I like it. Yes, very much.
Okay. Any other Ashagon? I
Oh
think
yeah.
been
Well,
yeah.
yeah, this is another one that does just the whole yeah, and it has the Jules Verne thing going, you know, just has that retro diesel punk sci-fi thing going with it, you know, a battleship that's a submarine. And that initial, this is when I, my initial exposure to it, it's one of those in the summer, you know, creature features coming on, and I missed part of it. And so I come in, and the scene where it's coming up out of the water, you know, what is this? It's so cool, you know, and then. Yeah, I enjoyed that. I enjoyed the it wasn't the giant monster thing. That was just added on, but and then after, you know, watching it and understanding, you know, the perspective of it, you know, being the imperialism of Japan rise, you know, becoming strong again for them, you know, standing,
Yeah,
being
it's like the
independent
first
and
really
such.
pro-war kind of
Yeah.
stance in a way that they're talking about those themes. We're
It
gonna, you know,
it's
we're gonna come back. Yeah.
it's up to it it need you need us, yeah, that kind of a thing, you
Yeah,
know.
yeah.
Can I
In
just
that
say
old spirit.
too, I mean, there's something I meant to say too. This is probably some of Super Raya's best effects in terms of explosions. I'm a big if in case anyone doesn't hadn't seen anything on my channel where I discuss some of my top explosion moments in film. This film has some of the best explosions I've ever seen that him do. I mean, he does some really big ones. He's blowing up ships. He's blowing up buildings. It's like, oh my God, I'm just a love letter of goodness here, you know? So it's like, I just have to throw that in there.
Yeah, being little and those scenes where one of the ones I thought was really cool was when they have that shot of downtown and they're waiting for the clock to tick, you know, to 12 or whatever it was. And all of a sudden the city just drops, you know, like 3 feet. That was amazing. I thought that
Yeah,
was impressive.
that was a
And that still
huge.
looks really cool. And
Yeah,
the other
I
one
was
I liked,
startled. Yeah.
yeah. And the other one I liked was when the submarine had the dragon ray gun, you know, and they're like blasting the yeah the other yeah I, that was really cool. And there was a lot of scenes. The flying torpedo things or whatever the air bombs, I guess we call them drones now, but blowing up everything, you know, coming out of the
Yeah.
volcano, that
Yeah.
was cool.
Yeah.
Although it would have been cooler if they came out with some volcano tanks or whatever coming out of the spilling out, you know, attacking the city. But I'm sure he budget limited,
I
but
so one interesting thing I want to talk about regarding to this film, you know, themes, because I love those. I think it really does kind of build off of Mothra quite a bit when it regarding like the theme of colonization. Walter, I think you mentioned that a few minutes ago, right?
Yeah.
But what I found equally interesting here is that the kingdom of Mu or Mu, however it's pronounced, they kind of take on like a metaphor for like Japan, in my opinion, because like their goal is to conquer, right, the surface world. So like I thought that that was a very interesting way to kind of represent like the theme of colonization in like a arm's length way. But I what's the main character's name? I cannot remember the main character's name.
Jinguchi,
The
Captain
captain
Jingu,
of
Captain
Gotengo.
Jinguchi,
Yes,
Captain.
and
Don't make me say it again.
so very much gave me like this Captain Ahab vibe.
Oh yeah.
And I thought that it was really interesting how like part of this character's journey is kind of unlearning like that imperialistic past of like
Yeah, he
imperialistic
can't let it
Japan.
go.
So
Well, yeah, but he was like motivated by everything for the glory of Japan. He was still the
yes.
imperialist. He was still the guy that would go out and destroy the world with this thing. I mean, and he just backed down because of a superior. And it was just, yeah, that was interesting. Okay, I'll do this. It's just like he could
Is it
just.
Toho's way of trying to deal with this sentiment that might have been rising a generation after the war's over? We
Oh, I
have,
think so. It's a
and then
conflict
try to
within them.
say, no, that's not the path. I mean, is that because they're demonizing that glorification of the
This one,
empire?
they break. I think they break even on this one because he. I mean, yeah, he okay. He concedes, but he still. They never really take the machine from him. It's
Yeah.
still he
Yeah,
still
because it's still a
has
cool
it.
machine. I mean, we're
Right,
really
you know what I mean?
seeing
I'm just saying, power-wise, they
this
would
is
like
like
be.
Toho's version of the Nautilus,
Yes,
and this is the 20,000,
exactly.
this is Mysterious Island. This is, that story or
That's
20,000 Leagues Under
exactly
the
what the
Sea.
novel was, or the Japanese,
And
what I
the
love
base
about
novel
this,
feels that way.
and going back to what Donnie was saying about themes, I love the fact that, yes, the captain, he's so in tune with the so-called, strength of Japan and everything. He's letting that blind him for the most important thing that's actually to be the most important thing to him or to anyone. He's a parent, and knowing that the love of his child should be the more gratifying for him than the glory of Japan. I mean, it's like, oh yes, true enough. You want to make sure that you have a strong setting that your country who wouldn't want that, but you are a parent, and if you just leave see someone, whether it be a son or a daughter, leaving behind, it's like, is that more important? I mean, do you mean to tell me the love of your land is more important than your child to some degree? I mean, it's like you should know that you should be a father. And when that moment where we see,
You're talking about Japan, though, and the
Yeah,
cultural,
Japanese
it just,
culture is very, very different. It was honor. I mean, it's honor and duty
right. But I
over
mean,
family. It's
daughters were discarded like nothing in ancient Japan, and they
yeah,
just,
and
but
he's
that
he's
was a worldwide thing. I'm just, yeah,
and he's also representing
it's
that
weird.
imperial kind of mindset. So it was duty to
But I
country.
think it is Honda saying, yes, that is bad. That's it. He's showing you the importance of that. I credit that with Honda, though. Yeah. His trying to bring it very human.
What you said
Even
there,
showing this guy could be human. Yeah.
what you said there kind of reminds me of that scene from Kill Bill where that mob boss is like, I love this council more than my own children. And that seems to come up from time to time in Japanese cinema, I've noticed. Now, I will say I haven't seen the full thing of Atragon. What bits I have seen, it's great. And I do need to sit down and watch it fully. However, what you were saying, Walter, about those explosions, wasn't there a sequence of explosions that was notorious for being used over and over and over and
Oh
over?
my God,
I
I'm
believe
sure
there
it
were
was.
more
Yes.
in stock footage.
Yep, because there's a scene in there when Dr. I'm mentioning when the city just goes into this sinkhole. There's actually shots of Mothra incorporated in that moment there. So it's there. But yeah, I know what you're talking about as
So
far as
Mothra causes
that wasn't.
explosions.
Yes.
Mothra. So
Yes.
that wasn't the origin then.
She's
It's
so
all
hot. Yeah.
Well, yeah, she is. She's one of the hottest kaijus ever. So it makes sense.
How do you feel about the larvae? I'm
Okay.
just kidding. Just kidding.
That's debatable. We'll put it like that.
Well, this has taken Sean a very interesting turn.
Eat a larvae. Yeah, just
hey, like that. Look, it can go any way.
Yeah, Billy, get a chance to see Atragon. Definitely get to see the Japanese version. You want to see it in a beautiful widescreen. And I agree that some of the
Yes,
effects are just
I have it.
amazing. And oh, you do have it. Oh, excellent. Yes, give it.
But
gotten around to watching it yet.
Yeah, it is worth a watch. It is a good movie.
There's a couple of scenes that's like, oh, come on. It's like, they were doing so good. But one where they freeze Manda.
Oh
I
yeah,
hate that. I hate
how are you
that.
going to show it underwater other than using like
And
flopping?
they,
It's like Manda on a Christmas
well,
tree,
they did do it. They did do it. They used, at one point, they used an animated beam. They
I
did
think
do
it
in a
was yeah,
scene.
because all the
I wish
underwater.
they would have done, I just wish they would have carried it through. I did not like it. Because you could almost, because of the flocking, you see the string holding the
Yeah.
rubbery Manda flopping around. And
Yeah.
it's, I just think there was other cooler scenes that they could have kept in there other than that. But
Well, they
I think
use
they
what
could
they.
afford. They probably could afford those really cool scenes because they cut on other stuff.
I'm sure.
Their
Okay.
budget was so low.
He's just dying, so whatever. Yeah, do whatever.
Yeah, no one's gonna notice. But the effects, and especially that city just dropping. Oh my God, it's so really effective. It's just so
That's a
good.
super rare, that's a super rare specialty. He's done that
Yeah,
in
that one is just so cool.
that scene of the interior of Mu, the sunroom, the machinery that keeps everything
Yes.
going. You see that also in what is that? What's the Vincent Price movie? War Gods of the Deep,
Oh,
keeping the city
really?
warm. And oh yeah, they use that.
Oh,
They cut that. And then
nice.
there's something else they use that. Yeah, but they stealing that
They must have
effect
acquired the
scene for it.
rights to it to be able to
Well,
do
it was
that.
American International at the time, so but
Oh,
it's
okay.
just
That makes
a
sense.
it's just a clip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
So.
great. That's great. Oh, all right. Any last words for Atragon? Okay, moving on to another movie from 1963, one of my all-time favorite creepy movies. This movie has affected me my entire life.
It's a body too.
Matango, or as I remembered seeing it, Attack of the Mushroom People.
Fungus of Terror. Yeah.
I will say, when I saw this movie, I think for the first time, I was about 7 or 8, and it scared me so bad that I've never willingly eaten a mushroom. That's the truth. I'm sure they won't
Really?
kill me. Yeah, I don't. I avoid mushrooms, and I know I get laughed at, but that's the truth. But
I'm
when we
laughing.
had Kenji Sahara came to G Fest early on, and as we know, he plays in an Attack of the Mushroom People. He's the guy with the tooth missing. He's the kind of the thief, the bad guy. I
The
told
hired
him the
hand.
story. Yeah, I told him the story. I said this, told him about that, and he just burst into laughing. He thought that was just the funniest thing that I was so scared that I wouldn't eat mushrooms. But this is another horror movie. This is a movie that I'm sure Cronenberg again takes a lot from, a body horror movie. But
Very,
Matango.
very dreamlike
Yes, you
too,
see a lot of drug.
abstract,
It's very,
and
very,
just,
it's very surreal and
I
druggy.
mean,
And I mean, I was high
even
last time I
what's
watched
supposed,
it, and it was really pretty. It was awesome. But
well, but even the supposedly reality scenes are just kind of dreamlike too. I mean, just the, yeah, I don't know how to describe.
yeah,
He
like the
really
flashback
focused in on
scenes.
that, yes, and
Yeah.
yeah.
The sets are really something, really kind of gorgeous and so gross looking. Like I feel like I'm gonna get tetanus if I touch anything in those sets. They all look
Yes, those are
dirty and
some of the
rusted. It's
best sets, and the
shit, you
lighting is
know?
some of the best stuff I've
Yes,
seen too.
it's a visceral setting that's really disturbing. As much as like the practical effects and then the laughing mushrooms,
Yes.
Jesus fucking Christ, those laughing mushrooms
And
still to
just
this
pushing
day.
the idea of
Yeah, I'm
fungus,
like,
like just
oh fuck me,
everything's in rot
I'm
and
not
just.
gonna turn into a mushroom.
But isn't it funny, this film? Because I think I said this to you, Mark, is that this is by far my favorite of Ashiro Honda's films. I mean, because before of this film, you know, it was always Godzilla and everything else. When I actually saw it years later, I was like, this movie is brilliant, you know. And I just love the fact that the beginning of it is such a misdirect. It's like, oh, like I say, it's going to be kind of a, you know, that way the music starts out when it showed the Toho logo and
La
everything.
la la
And
la la
then they
la.
kiss. Then they go into this total Gilligan's Island kind of motif spray, which, you know, it's like dun dun dun. You know, it's like what the hell is that? What is this? You know, that is such a misdirect, and I would hesitate if they didn't, if the creators of Gilligan's Island didn't kind of get that motif of, you know, seven passengers lost at sea and everything. It was so funny, but the themes in this film.
Hey, little buddy, don't eat the
Yes,
mushrooms.
exactly. It's
You're
so effective.
right, Skipper. Sorry.
Right. No, but it's so funny because, like I say, it's such a simplistic, such a simple film that, as you say, it's very scary because it's very disturbing seeing how people are taken out of their normal element and thrown into something where it's like you got to learn your survival instincts to, you know, to get by. But you see immediately how each of them start to turn on one another,
And
trying to keep
that's one layer of horror right
Mr.
there.
Wilson's turning into a mushroom, yes.
Right. Because that's the, if you think about it, I mean, well, we're going to see people turn into mushrooms, but it's like that's almost the real horror right there. It's like the individuals becoming the monsters within coming out,
Like
like
the
the
it's like the
and just the
mist,
whole
like
psychedelics.
Stephen King
Yes.
does that in The Mist. It's the same thing. Or we see movies that turn on one another. We turn into animals. It's Lord of the Flies. You know,
Yes.
it's to you know, it's those kinds of films. But it is one layer of horror because that's like the practical survival horror. It's still like, how are we going to live? And they're living in this terrible place. No one's going to get them. But then the whole fucking mushroom thing comes in, and then it gets like super
And
creepy.
that's just such a small portion of the movie, though. You know what I mean? It's just, it's almost, yeah. I think
But
that's
that
one of my
last act,
favorite scenes.
though, so good, and it
Yeah, it
just
brings it
becomes so
home.
trippy and so
It
psychedelic,
does.
you
This,
know.
and I, that's some of my favorite suits. And I really wish I could have gotten those figures when they were available. The mushroom people that X Plus put
I
out.
want a gigantic. I want Omega Beast to build a 14-inch tall.
God,
I
that
want
would be
that.
cool. I may
Billy,
have
you
to
were
make
saying
one.
something. This is yet another example of where the Nintendo game acted as kind of a roadmap. Because You had
the
Matango
Matango
in your
monsters,
Nintendo game?
I was gonna say,
Really?
yeah, the Matango monsters were in the Nintendo game. I mean, they were
Oh,
much
really?
more tree-like. And I think there was a few other moving ones, but I know the tree ones, they spit those little creatures out and you had to keep fighting them.
That's
And you had to get
awesome.
the
Oh,
mushroom
I
tree
love that.
to destroy it.
I've never
So
played the this
I
Godzilla
love
versus
it when they
Kong. I would
sneak
have just
stuff like
that's awesome.
that
It's quite frankly an amazing game, but it pulled everything Toho that had happened up until then into a small part that Godzilla had to fight. So
Oh,
that was
that's
my only knowledge
awesome.
of it. I have seen this film, and it's a weird one, and it's I just appreciate, you know what other Toho film kind of did this was House.
Oh,
Who had seen House? I've seen House.
Houser,
Did you guys?
yes.
House stands by itself. I'm sorry,
House is
that's
so funny.
it's so weird.
But
That is just so weird.
they are similar in that they take their own thing, go their own route with it.
That's true.
You're
Okay.
expecting to see Godzilla style Toho film, but you don't get that here.
No, you don't need. Yeah, you're
No.
right.
No.
So that's my point I'm trying
Other
to
than a piano chomping a
Yeah.
pianist to bits
Eating, yeah, eating the
in
girl
the
out of
most
house.
animated way that you could possibly do it, anyways.
That piano scene, I am willing to bet a lot of money that Sam Raimi saw that film and got a
Oh
lot of
my
ideas
God.
from it.
Yeah,
I would
I can
doubt
do
it.
that. I'm gonna do
I could have
that.
told you that from the when the head bit her butt. That was just
Right. We
that's a
see a
Sam
lot of, yeah,
Raimi
we
thing.
see that movie definitely influenced Sam Raimi. It had to
And just out of
have.
curiosity, when you see House, could you automatically say to yourselves, like, I wonder if someone's going to break the fourth wall because it's so Yeah. silly. It's like, and when you see
Well,
that,
yeah.
you're like, break the fourth wall. It's like, yep, there we go. Thank you.
I loved it when, you know, they're playing that music and they show the girls, and then the background is like this, it's a painted background, you know, it looks cartoony. Then yeah, they kind of pull away a little bit, and it is a background of like some billboard or whatever. And I, yeah, it was fun. It's a very fun movie.
Can we
I
all
like
agree,
it.
though, that Matango definitely needs a remake, a current
Oh,
one?
that would be
No.
fun. That could be fun.
It
But
could
it
be.
has to be like set in like that time period, though. It
That's
had
what I
to
was,
be like in the 60s. You know what I mean?
It could be really
Or,
creepy.
no.
I want more of that. I mean, the last time I watched it, it was like, oh my God, I didn't realize it took so long to get where I wanted to go, you know?
And I still don't understand the ghost or whatever it was. You remember how they show the your first look at one of the
Oh,
monsters
one who was,
come squishing down the hallway? They
Oh,
it acts
right.
like it's it, they act like it's real, and then they it disappears, and then they kind of like, what did we see
Yeah,
last night?
it's kind of like what we see in the fog,
That
a
was
very
very
similar kind of.
confusing to me. I didn't like
Yeah,
that,
when
but.
the body gets up and walks, and then they don't ever never talk about it again. Like, oh, we're gonna move on. Oh, the guy got up, he was dead. Yeah, it's okay.
It might have been
But I
a,
did like that image of him though, the how he looked. That was cool.
I know his head was hurting, splitting with a headache, So I know he's
Yeah.
had to take a lot of prophylactic, whatever, aspirin.
Donnie, do you love Dr. Mushroom People?
I only watched this movie halfway through, and I may have been intoxicated, so I can barely remember it. But I do remember waking up
With
being
halfway
like,
through, huh?
what is happening?
Yeah.
So, well, that's part
is
of
it the
the
part where they started giggling and you saw the big
Did
mushrooms?
you see the end then? The second half?
No, I was no, it was like
Oh.
I apparently promptly fell asleep after.
Well, I think it's time to get drunk and watch it again. I think you need to
Yes,
watch
and
Green
order
Room.
we ordered mushroom pizza to go with this, so
How
for something
thematic.
else.
Oh, so
Oh, yeah, I know.
I'll just do some psilocybin.
Remember, this is a
Perhaps.
while ago when no
Yeah,
one saw this movie.
get some of that demon
This is cool.
salad and yeah, so
Yes,
wow.
my salad will be the devil's lettuce. I will have plenty of that.
And he will
No.
toss it. He will toss your salad.
Yes, that's
I would love to watch this movie again. Yeah, I think it's really worth seeing, Donnie. The
Yes.
sets are so effective and so disturbing. The lighting is wonderful, and those mushroom suits, the special effects toward the end are so creepy.
The
And even
giggling.
then, yeah, the giggling, like, oh fuck me. It's like it's still, I watch it, I'm like, and I'm still very affected by it. Not scared like I was, but I still find it so disturbing. Because here it is 50 years later, and I'm still like wanting to fucking mushrooms. So
I would tell
yeah.
anyone.
And it's so different than any other Toho movie
Yes,
at the
yeah.
theater.
And when I
It's
saw this as a kid, like I said, well, I was a kid, man. It's a very jarring movie, and it's really serious, even though they try to do comical stuff. It's surreal. It's got the survival stuff. Yeah. It's, and I'm it's, the sets, I think, are still hold up to anything anyone's ever done. They're that good.
I'll
I
say
agree.
just to put the sherry on top, it's like it doesn't end the thing. It doesn't end the way you think it's going to end. I just feel like I'm not going to mention how it ends, but the ending is not what you think it's going to be. So when you do rewatch it, Donnie, you just be
I
prepared.
like a surprise. That's
And
perfect.
exactly, you'll be
yeah,
disappointed.
and the location where they filmed it was black sand, which I thought was really
Yes.
cool instead of the. Yeah, some volcanic
Oh,
island, but it was black sand as opposed to the white sand, which in just kind of added to everything. And it was just, and then looking for food, and yeah, it was good. The very
yeah,
bleak.
it's a
Oh,
really
they captured
very good
that,
movie.
yeah.
Yeah. All right, moving on to 1964, we have Dogra, or Spaced
Oh,
Monster
yes.
Dogra.
Keep it going. I'll be right back.
Okay. I remember I've seen this movie only twice. I remember I saw it when I was about 7, and I just really loved it. And I saw it again like last week when I was pre or 2 weeks ago, preparing for the show. I always loved this movie because it was so unusual and different for me. It was set in the time and the era. It looked like the other Toho films, but the focus was on gangsters and criminals and gunplay. That reminded me a little bit of like Johnny Sacco, in that regard. But there's this whole other like crime subtext, and then what's going on to try to avoid and evade this monster, which I absolutely love. I'd love to see some kind of a version of that come back. So I will turn it back over to you. Dogra, space monster.
I'll speak up here.
All right.
So I've seen this film only once, and you know what? I do need to rewatch it, but on my first watch of it, and yet this is another monster from the Godzilla Nintendo game that makes an appearance.
Oh, nice.
Yes, this one showed up too in the game, and I had no idea what it was. And then when I see the film, I'm like, that also is from the Nintendo game, the creatures. Now the creatures are kind of interesting. They're fascinating to look at. The animation done there, you don't see Toho do too much like hand-drawn animation, like in the cartoon sense. I know they do it, but it's just this came off a bit cartoony, but different, and yet it fit still along with the practical effects. So I was astounded by what I was seeing, although something about them still being involved with sucking up the minerals and the diamonds that the robbers are trying to steal, it that kind of for me convoluted the plot a little bit, but for some reason I was still interested. Now, the only other reason I was really interested in this film, and please don't think me typical for saying this, Akiko Wakabayashi, how damn hot she was in a dress and pantyhose. And yes,
I think that's
I had a
very
big crush
minimal.
on her on the in this film.
No, that's warranted because she was, oh my gosh, she was beautiful. I mean, she was one of the handful of the actresses back then who was like, just look, it's like, oh, I'm invested, I'm good, I'm good, you know. So yeah.
We needed more Godzilla films with her, and she unfortunately only did King Kong vs. Godzilla and Ghidorah, the three-headed monster, the same year. And that's the other thing. This film, along with Mothra vs. Godzilla and Ghidorah, the three-headed monster, and this were being filmed practically back to back the
Side.
same year.
Yeah, they're cranking these out. It
Yeah.
was just.
Yeah, that Showa era was massive.
This is what I was talking about earlier. Well, on the other point, on the other part, on the other episode, it's like it's amazing how the technicians under Tsuburaya's tutelage were able to crack out. I mean, just give out all these sets, all the suits, all the miniatures, all that in record time. And remember this: these were three films. They had other films in the works too that they were doing the effects for that same year. All together, so you can imagine. It's like we're doing this one, then we're gonna do this one, and then just it's like your mind can't fathom the fact of how much they did in such a short amount of time. But what you see on screen is like, hey, brilliant, you know.
Dogra. Yeah. The
Oh, is
most
this the
surreal of
movie?
effects.
Is this
Most
the movie
surreal of the monsters.
where
Sorry, darling.
wasp venom is like the solution to the problem?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That's the only thing I remember about this movie. Because I remember
I
watching it
think
the first time and
it.
I was like,
I
what are we
loved it.
doing? I know, that's
I loved it. No,
No.
Matt
You didn't
Jackson,
find that to be
Diamond G-Man.
plausible?
I mean, it seems plausible, I guess. It's just some of the science and like, of course, these older
Well,
Showa films is like, oh, okay.
I like the
yeah,
idea of
it was a
because
practical, instead of like, here's this new technology. Like, and I think because it like lined up
a
because
nature
Dogra is like a big
solution.
jellyfish, you know. I mean,
Yeah.
it's like it's a, and I get it. Like, oh, venom against venom. Oh, that makes sense. You know, I could see that as kind of a
I
poetic
wish
thing.
they would have talked more about his like apparently ability to stay afloat.
Yeah, we
I
don't
would
know
assume
much
by
about the
some
monster other than it
added
likes to eat
gravity type
flesh.
thing, and then somehow it could suck up all
It's,
this
you know,
shit.
carbon, anything that's carbon. And then, like, once
Which
it
is
eats all
the
the
coolest
coal,
scenes
it's going to
ever.
start
Yes,
eating
I love
us
that.
and everything else. Yeah. Yeah, I'd like
I
that.
love that idea of the sky form, though, that, you know,
Yeah.
before Nope, if you think about
Well,
it,
I was going
yeah,
to say,
it's like,
I wonder if
yeah.
how influential this movie was on Jordan to making Nope. Has any of you else seen Nope?
I've seen Nope,
Jordan
yes.
Peele? Yeah.
Bits and pieces.
Oh, it is so
It's
good.
delicious. It's pretty good.
Yes, it is really good. Yeah, we did an episode on Unsane about it. Yeah, a fantastic movie. Fantastic movie. And
But I like
definitely.
that idea of a airborne, you know, massive creature that lives in the sky, you
Yeah,
know, and it could
it
do
is.
destruction like this stuff.
Yeah, it looks like a flying saucer, but once it unravels, it's like, oh, it looks like from something from Dagara, you know.
Oh,
Cool.
yeah.
All right, moving on to 1965, one of the more bizarre movies, origins of monsters, kaiju. Frankenstein conquers the world, or Frankenstein versus Baragon. This movie, the first time I saw it, it was the English dub, which changes the story a little bit because, and I'm still confused. So you guys maybe know it way better than I do. In the English version, the orphan kid was eating the heart of Frankenstein, the Frankenstein heart, and then it mutated him. Whereas in the Japanese version, I hear or it seemed like that the heart grew
The heart.
into the orphan, like the bomb, it grew into the orphan. Whereas in the American version, they showed the orphan eating something, and it was the heart itself. And I thought, okay,
That
yeah, or something like
was
that.
a dog.
But
Part
yeah.
nine. What is this?
Just
Jake
saying.
goes to hell.
Yeah. I just thought,
No, I think the heart.
yeah.
I like the idea of the heart. That I go with that one. The heart
And like, and
growing.
showing again another connection, we
Because
had the
it was the monster's
axis,
heart. You couldn't kill it.
Japan and Germany. We talked, that relationship. I thought, well, that's really kind of a daring thing to write about 20 years after the war.
Right?
But it brings over the heart of beating heart of Frankenstein's monster that will not die, and that's also a very Shinto kind of thing. They're taking that concept, putting it in the Shinto, this, even though your earthly effort ceases, your spiritual effort will continue. And we have that
But
kind of
that's a
symbol
very
in this heart.
Frankenstein thing, though, too. It's
Yeah,
just, that's so cool, though. It's a good, yeah, I like that.
I think the fact that
But anyway.
it's like I say, the heart is able to so-called help soldiers in war to repair, damaged cells or whatever. I think the only reason why this heart becomes the boy itself is only because it got radiated by the bomb, and of course, 15, I mean, some years later, here's the boy. He's this size now, but he's getting bigger because, it's becoming
He's a
more
monster. Yeah.
the monster. Well, I mean, he's a
Oh,
he.
small
Look, I
boy.
feel like this. He's a monster in size, but monster, but not a monster in heart.
Oh, no. And
Oh.
he is Frankenstein. He's so misunderstood.
Yes.
Just say it. But it's
Frankenstein
so
the
good. I
monster.
love this movie. Yeah.
But yeah, I
Oh,
love
yeah.
that this movie is another example of great sets. I mean, the actor who played Frankenstein, I mean, if you look, I mean, you look, they had to do some very sizable sets of certain neighborhoods. I mean, it's so, I mean, I can't explain it enough,
He's
but
obviously Caucasian.
yes, it's both, I
Obviously.
think he's supposed to be
Obviously
Caucasian.
Caucasian. I laughed at that. Like, oh, wait a minute. That's in the Japanese
I
version, too.
love
That's
that line. That's
hilarious.
one of my favorite
Yeah.
lines. Yeah.
He's obviously Caucasian. Like, okay.
He's a
Yeah.
very, he's the most, yeah, he's the most Asianic white person I've ever seen. But
Yeah.
I'm
It's all
okay.
right. But I love
Well, the
the
bomb and a
prosthetic.
Japanese boy. So there you
They
go.
give him that facial, like the Karloffian kind of Frankenstein
The
flat
squared
top,
off head. Yeah.
squared off, and then they introduce the much loved monster Baragon, which we really don't see
With his
in
big old
very often.
googly eyes, yes.
Right.
Yes.
I can't tell you how long, again, with the Nintendo game, he was in it, how long
Fantastic.
I searched for a Godzilla film with Baragon in it. I was damn sure there was a movie called Godzilla versus Baragon. I looked all over for it, could not find it. And yeah, Baragon, great design here. And by the way, Tsuburaya's work with those cute little funny looking farm animals. I just gotta say, every time I see those farm, I'm not laughing at how bad it is or anything. It's
Oh, yeah,
interesting.
we are.
No, it's make believe, but you have to appreciate the detail. But there's something funny about it when
It's
you see
something
it. Like
yes.
that horse.
I totally
And
agree. Or the chickens when he
yeah.
eats the chickens.
Or what was it, the horse
Look at
that
the size of the feathers
that
coming out.
feather he coughs out like Jesus Christ, that's a huge chicken.
Not even the horse. It's more of the wild boar.
Chicken,
The
no
boar. Yeah, I was like, was it the horse or the boar? It's been a
was the
while.
boar because the way it's running across,
The
like.
scooping out the
Sorry,
trap real
I
quick.
just
I just
remember
like
I couldn't help but laugh at it, but love it at the same
I
time.
love this movie though. And it there's some really cool scenes, like when the oil rig, the first time before you see Baragon, but he's causing it, the oil rig when it topples over. And you've seen that in countless movies too now. But yeah, because it was so good. But the miniature work in that is just, I think that is just some of the best,
It is. Oh, yeah.
in color. Yeah. And then you see Baragon. Big old, big old eyes coming up.
Yeah.
If he's an underground monster, why does he have big old googly eyes? I'm sorry. Just evolutionary standpoint, just wondering.
Well, look, when you see the close-up of him attacking Miss I mean, he look. I mean, come on, can you? You cannot tell
I
me.
Love him. No, I've
he
got
looks
him.
Like such a, he looks like a puppy dog. I mean, it's like he looks like a puppy, cute little puppy.
I think that's why his popularity is considered.
Well, didn't
he super,
I
like super it. Deformed? He became super deformed. He's chibi, you know.
Yes, he was. That's true. He really was.
He's maybe kind of leaned into that chibi, of course. And you know, we don't see that in. We also saw it with Son of Godzilla, with the you know with Minya, and by then Godzilla's face with that one when he was getting a little distorted, his face looked like he had been beaten a couple times. But yeah, so maybe they were working toward that because he gets the friendlier in the later Showa. Godzilla becomes he more puppy dog like in his face.
I liked him in Godzilla versus Mothra. He looked mean
yeah.
in that one.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, and I like that. And he was still the bad guy, and it was just. Yeah.
I'm wondering if that movement toward the silliness, because you know, not too many of their monsters have that kind of charm where they look like puppy dogs. You know, it, like Jet King Caesar, has that kind of look too, and expressive. You know, like literal dog traits. You know, yeah.
Now,
who's a good boy? Who's a good boy?
Wasn't Godzilla supposed to be in this film? It's at first because this is part of that whole Frankenstein.
Yeah.
And,
he was supposed to be fighting Frankenstein. Yeah, I think they were going to put a Godzilla in there initially. Then they were going to do the octopus, right? And then, yeah.
Well, I think there was an idea for Frankenstein versus Godzilla or something, and then they just recalled it to Baragon. Plus, they couldn't kill Godzilla off because they knew they needed Godzilla. And speaking of which, the kill scene, damn, broke his neck. That's the first time we've seen that in a Toho film, I think. And just the way that crack, I'm like, what?
Well, yeah, and he didn't have to wear a suit, so he's like flying all around, which was kind of cool.
Well,
you
gotta remember how
bouncing off him.
Yeah, I'm gonna say, well, remember in Man of Steel, you see how gruesome Superman breaks Zod's neck. So I was like, I mean, I'm not. This is kaijus. I don't think it's this that far-fetched seeing a kaiju break somebody's neck.
I'm not saying it's far-fetched. It just, when I saw it the first time, I'm like, how is he going to get Baragon? I'm like, whoa.
Oh, that's pretty brutal.
It's very physical, like King Kong. You know, like King Kong when he fought the snake, or King Kong when he fought the dinosaur, and, you know, King, you know, so it's very violent.
Came out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But it's, you know, then, yeah, it's another film, you know, deals with the effects of the war. So we're, you know, this theme is in continuing, and the theme of radiation, and you know, continues through these films. And
it introduces that regeneration thing, concept,
right.
That whole all that. Yes. It seems after this one, more and more the monsters had this ability or whatever, just
to regenerate.
The idea that which kind of leads into the other movie, but
yes, and that's a great segue in this. Frankenstein Conquers the World then turned into a sequel movie, or a movie that was loosely, supposedly supposed to be a sequel. One of my all-time favorite movies, I think probably my favorite kaiju, non-Godzilla kaiju movie of all time, War of the Gargantuas. Absolutely love this movie. And Gaara still scares me. I remember telling Hiro Nakajima that. He thought that was really funny. I said how his performance really, really scares me. And he smiled. He was quite old at the time. I mean, he was quite old. I saw him just not too long before he
and
passed.
And I just noticed that you got Sanda back there behind you right there.
That's
the
right.
Brother there, you know. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I got some X Plus figures over there.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, those are cool.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure no one is too off the cuff when you know that this is supposed to be Quentin Tarantino's favorite film also, you know, I mean, because he's actually said the word gargantuan in Kill Bill, or at least the volume 2, where he says
no, I always love that word, gargantuan.
Yes. I mean, because look how she
Brad Pitt.
It. I love that
Brad
word
Pitt's.
Gargantuan. So this is one of his favorite films, believe it or not.
I still prefer to think of him as the Frankenstein brothers, but that's just me.
Also,
I like that idea.
Well, I mean, because we have It was Gyra, which was the first
Right.
one. But how does Gyra evolve from Frankenstein?
Cells. It was supposed to be cells, like
And
something
then how about
broke
how did it
or
turn all hairy? Because we know the one that got scraped off in the river
they
then turned
evolved
into Gyra.
because he
Right.
adapts to his environment, is
Well,
what, or the cells adapt.
he had
And
that fight
that's
with
why
the
the one broke.
octopus. This is where
Yeah.
pseudoscience,
Yeah.
like, oh, I'm kind of like,
So he took,
where are we
yeah.
going with this? It's like, and then, you had
But
to.
this idea of the cells that can incorporate what it needs to do to survive and grow, you know what I mean? I like that idea. So
Influenced
this
on
is like
Alien,
good.
yes.
This is like Thing, and yeah, I like that
Thing
regeneration
from another
idea
world,
and the
right?
possibilities of that. And you know, the idea that
Yeah.
Han evolved into Sonda, you know, from the first
Well, right.
movie, you
Billy,
know, that,
let's
yeah.
not forget that in
So.
that alternate ending for Frankenstein Conquers the World, he fights the giant octopus.
Yeah.
That's supposed to be the giant octopus from King Kong versus Godzilla again or not, but he gets pulled under by that octopus, so we
Yeah.
assume he got pulled limb from limb or something, but then survived through the gargantuas. And you could argue that there's a side of good and evil to everything. How that works scientifically with that,
Right.
I don't know,
No,
but
yeah. Well, yeah, the Cain and Abel thing. That was, yeah. But I
yes.
like that idea of that, you know, the hand grew into Sonda, and you, like you were saying, that the rest of him, like, got
Yeah.
torn apart there, became Gaara.
And can
That's
I
good.
have,
I like fleshing out this story. I think it's
yeah,
cool.
but can I bring something up real quick? This is something that is something I've always noticed about this film and I think previous film with Mothra versus Godzilla or Godzilla versus the Thing. This film has, we got the, like I say, we got the English version, we got the Japanese version, we got the American version. But do you notice when we're doing the English version, it's like they're doing like literal copies of certain scenes in
Yeah.
English, but also they're doing scenes that are totally
Oh
not
yeah.
Japanese cut. I was kind of like, that's so
No,
weird.
that's the co-production part. You know, that
Okay.
Saperstein was, yeah,
That's right.
we
Okay.
got the actors. Let's just make these blending scenes or whatever you want to call them. But
Because
I,
it's kind of
yeah.
funny when, like I say, when you
Less
brought
Toblin.
yeah, when you brought up this Cain and Abel thing, that part is only in the American cut, but it's not in the Japanese cut. So yeah.
Oh yeah, they say it, but yeah. But still, the idea. So, what does that mean about the Japanese one? If they're the Frankenstein thing, is that environment versus, you know, yeah.
Or both.
Possibly.
Yeah. And if the cells are that adaptive, then it makes perfect sense. I never got that deep
And they're
into it,
still separate
but it makes perfect
entities, though,
sense.
too. Yeah,
Yeah.
just.
Right. One's a good guy and one's a bad guy. And that's what I always liked as a kid, you know.
Jekyll
And
and
then
Hyde.
Gyra still is creepy. That scene where the fishermen are looking down into the ocean and there's Gyra's face just right
And
up
you're just
there.
like, yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, I'm not going in deep water ever again.
I
And
still,
the scene where he
yeah.
runs onto the tarmac, the
I always
airport.
love that.
So it set is awesome, and it is so creepy. The slowed down, the pacing of it, like the size, like oh, it still
They,
evokes a really strong sense of unnerving uneasiness for me
yeah,
when I
and
watch
he's
it.
running
Yeah,
and he's fast,
visceral.
and the idea that he's
Yeah,
fast,
and then he eats the
and it's just
woman.
like,
You know, he picks her up and eats her. And when he spits out her clothes. Now, when I was a kid, it would happen, and I was so like mortified, thinking, oh my God, he just ate her. Because I'd never, you know, they had cut that stuff from King Kong. I'd never seen that until I was much older. But like, holy fuck, he ate her. And then he spit out, and I thought he spit out her hair. And I'm thinking, oh my God. Then I began imagining for the first time in my very young life, like what it was probably taste like and crunch like to eat a human being with all those bones. And it just really just terrified me as about 5 year old or so. And
wouldn't
so,
be
yeah.
crunchy without
I know that was like still
the
disturbing to me, like that he would like take the time to spit something out. I'm like, oh, you know, yeah.
bones. Right.
I could never tell what it
Polyester.
was. I guess I thought it was her hair.
Microplastics, damn it.
I gotta say something about the quality of this film compared to every other Toho film. Although I do want to quickly say this was also Brad Pitt's favorite film ever, apparently.
Right.
So you look at this film. And you look at the other non-Godzilla Toho films, and you look at the Godzilla films. What do you notice about this film? The sets, the amount of time taken, just the aura of this film feels like their perfect film. And you and I, Mark, we had a discussion about this, and I'm going to make it brief here, but I just wish the Godzilla films themselves had this same effort, same everything, it factor that War of Gargantua's had. Because, and nothing against War of Gargantua's, this is a great film, but you're looking at them fighting and you're wishing it was Godzilla and another monster with those sets, with those camera angles, with no freaking stop or stock footage. And I'm like, why? Why couldn't we have that in the Godzilla
Yeah, we
films?
get the mazers and it's really good to seeing at that scale, seeing the fights at that scale and the models and stuff like that. Yeah, no, it's really effective, and it still is. It's still a fun movie, and I still really enjoy watching it. And here's another movie where you still feel a little sympathy at the end, at least especially for Sanda. You know, I mean, Gaara was just a bad guy because Gaara wants to eat people, and Sanda's like the Mothra.
I know he's
And
a
Sanda's like the Mothra figure. It was just always trying to save people, you know.
I'm trying to stop you. He's like, nope, can't do it.
No, I've always loved that. Any other thoughts? Donnie, did you want to say something about War of Gargantua?
Not me bringing it back to musical scores like I always do, but one of Ifukube's most underrated musical scores, in my opinion. It's so good.
Words get stuck in my throat. No, I'm
Good. Look, look. Let me say this real
kidding.
quick. I don't know how anyone else feels about it, but I personally love that song. I'm sorry, I got it.
Oh,
I
it's so
love that
bad.
person. I do. I mean,
It's an
why?
acquired taste, but yes, I
Exactly, it's
like
a acquired taste, but
it.
I personally love it. So,
and
no,
who is
I
it? Kip? What's your name?
yeah.
Kip? Kip? What?
It's Kip. I think it was the last name. With the name, yeah.
Harrington,
She
who
has a
I'm
big
looking at.
chipmunk cheeks. Yeah, she just.
I'd rather listen to that song than watch Russ Tamblyn's horrible "I'm gonna collect my
Jeez, oh my. Did he have the most stiff acting that I've ever seen in acting? Because
Well,
I've seen
I read
actors
an interview with him.
not
He said
want
he
to be
was
there.
so high anyway.
No,
God, he
and
was just
not want
the
to be there.
entire time he
Maybe
was
he
there.
assumed they were just gonna dub his
He
voice, so he
goes,
didn't care.
I mean, he's just like,
Well, he
But it
knew.
was supposed to be, it was an international, it was a multinational effort,
Oh
so
my God,
yeah,
just
he's kind of a
God.
letdown from Nick Adams, though. I
No,
mean,
right. He was.
yeah. But I agree with you, Donnie. This is my favorite score. I think it is one of the strongest scores of all the Godzilla or all the Toho movies.
Down
It's so really
my
good.
cat too.
But oh.
Anyway.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah,
Sorry.
fantastic. We know it's fine. I would make sure we're all good. The 1966, we're just going to talk about a trilogy, all the movies at the same time. We have the Daimajin trilogy. Daimajin, Return of Daimajin, and Wrath of Daimajin. Because you've seen one Daimajin, you kind of seen them all. It's like AC/DC or Motorhead. Yes.
Yes.
But I like the concept. And here we have a very, very different movie style again. We're set in feudal Japan. But we're really focusing again, bringing back the concepts of like tribal belief and religion and faith and gods and things like that.
Fantasy
And
spirits, yes.
yeah, spirits and revenge. And so I'll turn it over. Donnie, what do you have to say about the
So
Dai Meijin?
I've only seen the first film. I know, kind of an atrocity, but I really love just the overall aesthetic of the film. Like, of course, you mentioned like feudal Japan, but I just think the lighting in the film is really interesting. It's very like dimly lit all the time and almost eerie to me.
Very, yeah.
And the scale kind of throws me off sometimes in the movie because I expect like this kaiju-esque creature to be like Godzilla size, but like he's not really. So, but I enjoyed it. I enjoy the themes. I enjoy like kind of like the historical aspects of it. And I really should watch the other two. I really need to.
Well, okay. All right.
Okay.
And has everybody seen all three of them?
Yes.
I'll say this right off the bat. I'll go to the third one. The first two are really good. The first one's really good. I think the second one's just kind of a remake, and it's just kind of the same stuff. I mean,
Similar, yeah.
there's some different effect scenes, yeah. But the third one I really like because that's more of a children's point of view. saving their parents from these bad guys gives more of a reason they have to go over. They have to traverse his mountain, you know, and pay. They have to give respect to him before they can. He lets them cross, you know. And this whole idea, and anybody else that does this, yeah. I enjoy the third one much more than I do the first two.
And now you bring the third one up. The third one is where someone puts that spike in his head, isn't it?
No, that's the second one, is a great scene. I love that scene.
I know it's
but I like the motivation for the third one as opposed to the other two. The other Spoiler two alert, are almost Donnie. The same. Sorry.
Oh no, you're good. I'll still enjoy it regardless.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. I do that. Yeah, sorry. I'm sorry.
No, no, you're good. Continue.
I know. I was just being silly. Yeah, that was great, Dr. Tarr.
But anyway, yeah, I enjoy the third one much more. I think, yeah, the idea of the children, the innocents, trying to save their parents. I mean, these guys who have to make gunpowder, by the way. They're making gunpowder in the mountains.
Yeah, and it's a really
sulfur spring.
It's a dark movie to focus on children. You know, it's not, you know, it's a darker theme. All these
it's
movies
hard,
are kind of dark.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so it's not bright and cheery like Gamera, but, you know, but it I wonder if it's a response to Gamera.
Really, it doesn't play up on the kid aspect of it, though. It doesn't.
Yeah.
And it's just,
no,
it's more of a fantasy type, more. But the other two are, the first one I like, you know, a family that's protected by this deity, you know, or, you know, they've been in charge of his area for.
Yeah.
And the second one's just kind of a ripoff of the same thing. And it's just
very similar.
I mean, they're really neat scenes. I love the crucifixion scenes, you know, when he comes up, and I like that stuff. But there again, I'll go with the third one. Just,
you know, it's interesting that you mentioned that it's almost like a response to Gamera, because I just read that apparently the original theatrical release was released as a double feature with Gamera versus Barugan.
Okay.
Random factoid. I just thought that was interesting.
That makes perfect sense. Because, I mean, it's still a dark movie to bring the kids to, but still, you know, I guess a Gamera could traumatize a small enough child, too, there's a lot of violence in there, monster-on-monster violence, you know?
A lot of blood.
Guron stakes.
No, I didn't see Guron until I was in my 20s. Yeah, it was not available. You know, my friend and I got it from Video Daikaiju, and we were like, oh, there's a Gamera movie we've never seen. Oh, this is awesome. And then we saw it, like, oh, it's a big knife head. Like, oh, please. Please let cut up a monster with it, and then we get to see Space Gauss getting chopped up. Like, oh, that's fantastic. Oh yeah.
But when this came out, weren't they doing the yokai monsters movies? Weren't those coming out at the time? Weren't those?
I know those were popular. I don't know when those came out. It might have been if they were 60s or
70s. And Dai, it was the same studio too, wasn't it?
That
was the was a response to Godzilla, I guess, you know.
But the fact that
they have the giant monsters.
But if it's on double bill, I find it interesting that Toho and Dai were brought together on a board.
Like I said,
I'm sorry.
No, I was going to. I'm sorry. I mean, I knew it. No,
no, you said Dai.
Toho was the most popular one, but you know, Dai and another one, Toei, were basically the ones that were doing more of the.
Toei did. Yeah, he did. That was Johnny Sacco, and that was Green Slime.
Captain Ultra.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Excellent.
And sometimes you got to differentiate from the three or two, because it's like, oh, this one did this. It's like, no, this one did that, not this one. You know. So it's like, yeah.
But I guess the spiritual Toho didn't do Daimonjin, right?
No,
I thought that was Dai. Dai. Sorry.
Dai did Daimonjin.
And
that's Toho?
No.
My apologies. I thought they were all Toho.
Oh, no, it's all right. No.
I wouldn't have discussed it because it's not Toho.
But I thought they used Toho technicians.
Oh, right. Because
I was going to say,
goodness.
Fube did the music for all three of them. So, yeah.
I always thought they were Toho.
No, it's Dai, because if you listen to Ifukube's themes, he's again using that Rodan theme, which would later go into
Mechagodzilla. Just tweaked a little.
That's all.
No,
but see, worth discussing.
Learn something new every day.
It's worth discussing because it shows just like how collaborative and how like people tended to shift between from project to project at the time.
Right. But I also find that interesting because the studios back then were very reminiscent of how old Hollywood here operated, where you had to stay with the studio you did the
Right.
projects with, or you'd get in trouble. But somehow,
Yeah.
if they got a
They
pass.
had a connection. Didn't they at one point, didn't Toho buy them? I mean, that's why Gamera was made and
Well,
stuff. They Toho's some
Toho was
commission.
like what, how Disney and Pixar started. They were distributing, the Gamera, the trilogy in the 90s. Toho distributed that.
Okay, that
Because
okay.
it was a, yeah, because it was, they, it was so good. Yeah, I think so. But
So,
yeah, go ahead, Billy.
just one last thing about Daimajin, just to get my two cents in. The first one, definitely a classic. Now, we don't see Daimajin a whole lot in these, but like with Godzilla, like with Jaws, like with any monster or iconic character, you're just waiting, waiting, waiting to see. Like, this is a case where it's like the tension is built up. You're not bored and you're not complaining that you're not seeing him, but you're still liking the story. And then when he shows up, you don't forget it. And
Yeah.
that's definitely the case with the first one. The second one, I felt like we waited way too damn long to see him.
Yes.
It was just kind of a repeat of one, just
Yes.
longer.
Right.
And the third
And a
one,
little different, but yeah.
really intrigued me. I don't want to spoil it for you over there since you haven't seen it, but it threw me aback with some of the things they did. Again, I don't want to spoil anything. I would have to spoil it to say what I'm
You are
talking about.
good.
Yeah, that's like
But
saying, see it for yourself because you
yeah.
will get some enjoyment out of it, a lot of it.
Yeah, do
Yes.
you have those movies, Donnie?
I do not, but I will find them.
I think I have a set. I'm not sure if it's Blu-ray or DVD, but they're yours if you'd like.
Oh, I might take you up on that. Free
I think they're,
movies.
yeah. Oh, I didn't say free.
Oh,
No,
well. He said he has
no,
them. He just, yeah.
I have. Yeah, I'll be
Yeah.
happy. No, I'll be happy to send it to
I
you. You
don't,
just
you
like,
gotta jump higher.
I
Yes.
can borrow them and send them back.
you can just,
Are
you just
not
pay for
for
shipping. They're yours.
sale.
Yeah, no,
I
it's
didn't
good.
think so,
It's a
but
nice
oh.
box set. It's a box set. They all come in. Yeah, no, I'm happy to
That's
give it to you. You
funny,
pay for
right?
shipping. It's yours.
Oh, going back to
Okay.
the yokai movies,
Yeah.
the Spook Warfare and 100 Ghosts. And did you see oh, what is that? It's like the newest one. The Great Yokai War.
Yeah, I know what you're talking
Have
about.
you seen it?
I have not seen it.
Bits and
Daimon,
pieces.
I've.
Manjin pops up in it. He's in it
Oh.
at the end. Yeah, when
Oh,
they
those are
call all the
silly.
spirits in Japan. Oh no, it's great. Yeah.
I mean, I love the movies. They're fun.
Yep.
They're like
Yes.
silly, very fun over the movies. Yeah.
Oh, one
But
little
anyway, last one.
Tidbit about the Daimajin films. The guy who plays Daimajin, the suit actor, no doubt is the guy who fights Bruce Lee in The Chinese Connection at the very end. Same guy.
Really?
Oh,
Oh,
really? Did not
huh.
know that. You ever seen The Chinese Connection,
No,
where he's
yeah.
fighting all the Japanese karate guys because they killed his master?
Right.
Well, the final dude that he faces, who he kicks through the window, that's Daimajin's actor.
That's him.
Oh, really?
That's
Oh,
him.
cool.
All
I have
right.
to go back
Look at
just to see
that. Worlds are
that.
colliding.
So
I
we
was
saw
like,
Bruce Lee versus Daimajin, technically.
that's pretty
Yeah.
awesome. I like that. There we go.
Cool. Okay. I gotta rewatch that to see that. Wow.
Okay, moving on. We've got three movies left, kids, in the Showa era. And I apologize. I'm sure the millions of people who watch it will be saying, "Do Dolt Daimajin is not Toho." I learned something new today.
It won't break in a few minutes.
It's
Trust
all
me.
good, man. Hey, we're having a good time. 1967, I think one of the sillier, wonderful movies. And I love the sets. King Kong Escapes with Linda Miller. This is just so absurd and wonderful. This maniacal doctor is going to create a mechanical King Kong because he's the perfect shape for digging.
I'm
Like,
sorry,
really?
Doctor Who? What?
Yeah, exactly.
Who? Ooh.
He looks like Doctor Who looks like a Johnny Sacco villain. He almost looks like the Hamburglar without the orthodontia, the guy Fangor. He almost looks
Now
like
tell
Fangor
him
from.
there's a comic book at the time too with this stuff. There
Yes. There
was,
was a
yeah.
comic book and a television, animated television show involved,
Coming
yeah.
out about all the same time.
Oh, really?
This
Nice.
universe, yeah.
Kind of
It
got Ric
was
Flair's
a
hair.
co-production, yeah. That's it. Ralph Beck, yeah. Who was it?
Rod
Who was
Beck.
it? Rankin and Bass. I'm sorry.
I was saying Batman.
Rankin and
Bass. Rankin and Bass did a King did a monster thing.
They were the co-production with this. They did the. They released the animated the cartoon the TV show.
Yeah.
And they had a little bit to do with the movie.
Oh, I wanted this King Kong and Mecha Kong to go put 1 foot in front of
the other.
Yeah. That'd have been awesome. I would pay a dollar to see that. Maybe I'll make it happen.
Mrs. Tar loves it when she started laughing when Mecha King Kong was walking away by the tar. She's just watching his butt. You know, sorry. I didn't mention that fondness of that movie.
But isn't it funny now? Okay, like I said, again, there are certain things in the Japanese cut that's not in the American cut or vice versa. But when Mecha Kong and Kong are pretty much fighting, do you notice that in the American cut, their footprints are amplified when they're in Tokyo, when they're, like I say, walking, it's like, pop, pop, pop. But in the Japanese
cut, I love it.
Sound as hard, but as I guess in America, it's like we got to really emphasize the weight of them. It's like, so when they're walking, it's like boom, 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 boom. Like, okay, all right.
It sounded like they're walking across loose floor.
Yeah. And I love how Kong actually.
But I kind of like it though. It was just something you expected from
them. I mean, I love how, because I think it was Nakajima all the same who's doing it. The way he runs towards Tokyo Tower after MegaCon, it's like he just like I love it. You know, he's really putting his all in there. You know,
I like the scene where they're after they just destroyed the robot, but they're running down the pier. They're driving in the little car and they're sticking him on the boat. That's going out to the harbor.
I just found that such a it's so much like a puppy dog kind of moment. It's like, okay, here are the good guys, you know, Rose and everybody driving alongside. That's a shot you can never. I mean, I'm sorry, I don't think.
But
you can...
but that's like the you know the cartoon was like that. You know, the family, you know, kind of controlled, calm, whatever. Yeah. But
also, is it just me or does what was the guy's name? Road Reason.
Yes.
Is it just me or does Road Reason seem like a poor man's American version of Sean Connery being in this film?
It's kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. His brother, what was it, Rex Reason, was in This Island Earth. Mm. That was him.
Okay.
So, Road's Reason was at the first G-Fest I think I was at.
Oh,
oh, yeah?
Or one of the earlier ones that I remember. Yeah,
I'm Rhodes sorry, I didn't was get there. To see that. Did get to meet him because like he came before, like I say, he like did he pass away like the previous?
I don't know.
Year?
I don't remember. I don't know when he passed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sorry to get because I didn't go to G Fest until 2016.
Yeah. Well, this was back when autographs did not cost money, and they would sign anything you wanted, all you wanted.
Oh,
yeah.
That's cool.
Well, they had to stop that because people were bringing like their entire stacks for Nakajima to sign, like, you know, 30 things. And it was just like too much. Like, look, we're going to limit it to like two things. You know, don't make the poor guy give you sign 30 things for free. But it was like it cost nothing. And they had like at a, you know, one big room and they were all at a table so you can kind of bring stuff. And especially when they had two or three people from the same thing, it was easy to, you know, slide something down. They could all sign it, you know.
See, I think that's kind of, that's. See, this is what I'm thinking to myself. I mean, I'm a geek too. I'm a nerd. I'm always like that. But you got to respect
what?
The person. Yeah, I know, right? I mean, you know. But no, you have to respect the people who come to these things, to these events, and know that their time is limited in terms of like, okay, we got other people to do these things. Like, have one signature, or at least, like I say, when I went to 2018, I had the guy who designed the suits and everything. Signed my book that he made, you know, I had him sign that and that was it. You know, I mean, I'm not having someone sign like 15 copies of whatever I got. It's like, no, kind of limit yourself, man. Just give him one thing, at least one or two, that'd be done. I mean, respect their, you know, situation, you know, you can't just, they're only, we got to remind ourselves, they are like gods or goddesses among us, but they are still human. You know, they're still human. So we got
to, you know what those people are going to do. They're going to go right online. They're going to go right on eBay. And then they're going to try to make money off these people they claim they love, but they don't. And I
Oh
always
yeah.
get,
Scalpers, yep.
yep.
It's terrible. But I mean,
They're
and then also,
exhausting.
like, they would, because they were Japanese, they were being courteous. Of course, they're going to sign something. But it sometimes the American audiences, at least at G-Fest, would kind of push too much, you know? Like, but now it's, you pay for the autograph, just like any other con. And it
Oh
helps
my.
drive the appearances and helps bring in people and things like that. So I get it. You know, it's
I
still
think it
cheaper
is,
than going to like a big con. You're not
but
paying hundreds of dollars.
I think they deserve. I think they deserve to have. Pay for a stage
Yeah.
job.
Oh,
I
I'm
mean, that's
happy
it.
for the opportunities of the people I've met. I would not trade that for the world.
Same.
So I'm grateful for that. So
So while there's a lull between movies, I actually have to head off.
I know I was going to say, Donnie, I know
I'm
you had to
so
leave at four.
sorry.
So thank you for being on Heavy Metal Horror for these last two episodes
Horror.
discussing Godzilla, non-Godzilla to Toho, and apparently some Daiei movies. Before you go, please help remind us all where we can find your podcast and your books.
You can find them on Amazon. You can find, well, the books on Amazon, the shows on YouTube. You can follow me on Instagram. I'm even on Blue Sky, even though I don't use that often. But go come find me. Let's talk. Let's start out together. And thank you, as always, for creating a space like this for these conversations. I appreciate joining you today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I'm so glad that you joined in with us. It has been a blast going through these movies and hearing your perspective on things. And kids, watch Growing Up with Godzilla. It is a wonderful podcast because you guys really get into much more than just the appreciation of monster films, but about childhood and about feeling and inclusion and escape and really, really important and deep things. So it's a fantastic show.
Hiring you
Thank
for
you.
marketing.
There you go.
Yes, watch it. Okay, well, thank you for coming, Donnie, and have a great day. And
Thanks.
You all.
I'll
It was
send
great
you links
talking
when
with
this
you.
comes out. Yeah, it was wonderful, and we will get together soon.
Talk soon.
All
Bye.
right, bye. All right. Well, and then there were four. Thank you again, Donnie. Love you, man.
Really is.
We are down to two more movies. 1969. Latitude Zero.
Love
And yes,
it.
it's
Unfortunately, I never saw
with
this one. Oh,
you gotta see
okay.
it.
Okay. Yeah.
it is like over the wall top, like top just crazy. We you know great villain. It's like James Bond, you know, J James
Yeah.
Bond meets Toho's version of James Bond, you know, with other cities and oh
Jules
God.
Verne gone crazy.
Yeah.
And
Yes.
this one was controversial, believe it or not, too. This is another one of those controversial
I
ones.
know Cesar Romero and thigh-high red boots.
Me
What
once.
the f It's like,
Yeah.
what? Were they
Okay.
red? I'm sorry. It's just...
I forget. I mean, I
Yeah.
don't know if it was, I forget if it was red or whatever. You know? But no, this but like I say, the most, I think because the reason it was controversial, because everyone, except for maybe the tall bald guy, everyone, Japanese otherwise, all are speaking English.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And well, at least in the American cut, they are. Japanese cut, and it's shorter too. The Japanese cut is way shorter because
Another co-production.
yeah, it's a very cool production, but everyone is speaking English. They're not doing no dubs, they're not doing anything. Like, everyone's doing it by audio sound, you know, they've
Right.
written it that way. I'm thinking that's the reason why it was controversial, because like, why would you have your actors who are Japanese talking in English? You know,
Because
forced.
they're going for the American market. This was like when Toho was pushing, trying to get into a Western market. And so, yeah, that's why they had Joseph Cotten, Cesar Romero, what's her name?
What is her name? That she's
Well,
Spanish.
they,
The one
yeah, then,
you know
right,
who
they
I'm
were using
talking about, right?
a lot of American actors, like, you know,
But they
as
were.
Nick Adams, as Akira Takarada would call him, Horny Nick.
Yeah,
Yeah,
right.
exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
Oh, that was Richard. What's his name? Richard
Richard, yeah.
Jekyll, Jackal, Jackal, Jekyll. Yeah.
The green, was he in the green slime? I think he was in
Yes.
the, yeah, he
Yes.
was
Yeah.
in the
Green
green.
Slime, along with the guy
Mako
from
Jaws of Death.
Wagon Train.
Yes.
Yes.
He was even in Starman with John Carpenter.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
He's the
wow.
man. Exactly.
Not at
Yeah.
all.
No, I love Green Slime. That is one of my absolute all-time favorite, guilty pleasures. It is, and it's maybe the arguably the best theme song of any of these
Oh my,
monster
yes.
movies.
I would have to,
Yeah.
yes.
Yeah,
And this
so
is one
it's
of to last of Super Raya's productions of working on something, because he would pass away, because he had, I think he had like one or two more films he was doing, or at least directing, and then unfortunately he would pass away 1 year later, sorry to say. But hey, he gave us what
Right.
he did, I
Yeah.
feel.
Well, I
So
had that those space station movies.
yeah.
We have the space station. There's a trilogy of
That's the Italian ones
that's
that
the
kind of
Italian ones.
incorporate. It
Yes.
was an Italian, it was an Italian co-production, US
Right.
Italian.
Yeah. Oh, they're bad. They're so bad.
The
But they're
Gamma Threes.
yes,
Yeah.
but I kind of love them. I love them in their awfulness. I really do.
They do. It's
Yeah, but Latitude Zero is very fun and silly, and this scientist who's changing people and implanting their brains. It's again we have the Frankenstein kind of mentality. The doctor, Dr. Frankenstein, I'm gonna just take your brain and plant it into this lion, flying
And he
lion.
just does it so casual too. And it's like, oh, there
Oh,
you
you
go.
pissed me off. I'm just gonna kill you. I put you in the lion, and then but now she's obedient. Like that's what she gets for opening her mouth, apparently. But
But she wasn't.
But it's so silly in some ways,
Love
like
it. And who was it? Cesar Romero.
Cesar Romero, who I still think is the best Joker. I mean, in the totality of his work, the body of his work, when you see it, I still love him as Joker. Fantastic, fantastic.
The costumes are just awesome.
There,
Yeah.
never shaved his mustache for the makeup.
No, I know.
No, that would be on, that'd be a great thing to talk about. I don't know if it would last as long, for Insane, or we even do it on the show, the Batman series. That would be awesome. Maybe a
Yeah.
one season at a time. So yeah. Well, kids, we have one more movie to talk about in the Showa era. And this is from 1970, Space Amoeba.
Same year I was
That's
born.
Space Amoeba has three monsters. One of them is a real asshole. So
Yeah,
that's
right.
he just shows up, I'm gonna fuck your shit up.
That's right.
But what I love about this movie so much, that in some of the shots are goofy, like when Gazora's walking, but it is also very kind of creepy. The angle is like from the human point of view. You see him coming as a monster, so that's kind of creepy. But the design of these suits, it's just like it looks so realistic. Of like this big crab, or that crab-like monster. It has all the texture and the spininess of a real animal, and I think that's what I really love so much about it. Because other monsters are more fantastical, but these seem like grounded in creatures that just got radiated, and they blew up, kind of thing, rather than like true monsters.
Right.
On the DVD, did you see? Maybe you didn't, but they have a short of going through a Japanese aquarium, pointing out the animals that
I've seen
each of the
that.
animals that the monsters are based on.
Oh
Yeah.
no,
I
I've
still don't
not.
see that the turtle thing. It's just, you're stretching it, literally.
No,
It's just.
that's pretty funny. No, but I'll bring up something that Billy was talking about earlier. When we the Dogara, where the animation, see, it's not supposed to be cartoonish, but it's you can tell in Dogara.
Obviously, yeah.
But here it's a little bit better. I mean, maybe because it's I think more refined. I mean, you can still see you can still say it's animated, but it's more effective. In terms of it's like. It's doing what it's supposed to be doing, which is showing it grabbing some people, rising up. But the animation on that is pretty much done a little bit better, maybe because it's years later or something like that, But I don't know. It's just it look you can still see the hokiness, but at the same time, it does look way better than what it was done in Dogra. I'll just say that with the technical error. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Dogra did.
This film seemed to have a little bit of everything, and I say that in good terms because, I mean, you think at first, okay, Godzilla's not in it, but okay, we got three other characters, and by the way, Unfortunately, Ganymes and Kamibus were not in the Nintendo game, but Gizora
Okay.
was.
I was about to say, was it in the game by
Oh,
chance?
didn't he like shoot out? Was that his thing where he shot out
Oh,
like a
no. He had a tentacle that
yeah, his long tentacle
he would
slap you
crouch you in
around
the corner, but he wouldn't drain your health at all. He was just
or
annoying until he backed away, and then you could blast him or whatever. But
whatever.
no, Gizora and the monsters all look great. And Ganymes, I actually thought was the best monster. We don't hear too much about him anymore, but oh well, where's the
Oh,
toys?
what was it? Was it Mecha? One of the Mecha Godzilla ones, or one of the
Oh,
Millennium? Wait, washes up on the
Tokyo
beach.
SOS, where
Tokyo SOS,
Yes,
I think, right?
we saw
Yeah,
Kamibus.
where he's washed up on the beach.
Yeah,
Yes,
they brought him back. I thought that was really a nice
that's
little homage.
right. That was
I was hoping to see a live one though.
a cop out, in my opinion, because it's like if you're going to
Yeah,
bring Kamibus in, we want to see him, not just the corpse.
not just wash up on the beach. Come on, man,
But
give us
the
something.
idea that they acknowledged another monster in that universe, that was kind of
Well,
cool,
but see, that's the
though.
problem. They wanted to cut corners because they wanted to focus on Godzilla and all that. But the problem is, I just feel like they never want to take a chance on a monster we haven't seen in a while. And
No, you're
like,
right.
you know what?
You're right.
It's fun. Do
They
more.
have to know it. They have to know that the fans will go crazy to see a monster they haven't seen, instead of retreading it over and over again. Because you go to the well too many times, it's the same fucking water,
Well,
Give me a
some,
new well,
especially after a few years now,
Yeah, I mean, the
especially
Heisei series was cranked
recently.
out real quickly, like in the repeating the same monsters. Yes, we know everyone likes Mothra, everyone likes Ghidorah, but give me something else. And so that's why I really like GMK in a lot of ways, because it's such a different take on the monsters as these protector spirits. I love that concept,
It could have been so much more too, and
It
just
could
like.
have been, but and talk about explosions, Grand Jedi Vow.
Oh
That
yes,
one, yeah, those explosions in that one are pretty awesome.
I lo look the scene where he gets when Godzilla gets blown off the pier there. I mean, I love that explosion there. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Now here's one last thing I want to say about Space Amoeba or Yogg the Monster from Space, whatever we want to call it. The
Life.
performance from Kenji Sahara alone. This is probably his best role since Torahata in Mothra versus Godzilla. And man, you could tell he's having some fun with this role because it's a very interesting role they gave him here. And he's like one of the things I remember most about this film, where the human story is actually coinciding well with the monster story.
That's true. But you know, I gotta give it to Sahara, because he's a chameleon when it comes to playing a role. Because before the film, well, in fact, before 63, where he was a villain in both Atricon and not so much a villain, he was just a very slimy role in Matango. He was pretty much playing the straight guy, pretty much the protagonist. He's somebody clean cut or anything like that, but. When you see him playing, especially in Matango, when you see him playing someone who's just slimy, just very, rough, I was like, damn, that's a pretty good change for this actor. I mean, I'm gonna never imagine him doing being able to pull that off, but that shows how well versed of an actor performer he really is. I mean, like I said, I don't think people give him too much credit for his performances in these same things. And of course, he's the one who's been in the most Godzilla films in his legacy, so that's a good thing. But no, he's probably one of the better actors in terms of stretching his way of being able to act in certain films, no
He's
matter
a good
what.
character actor. He can really embody different roles. Now, speaking of his commitment, I will say this, because when he was at G-Fest and I was asking him, because I told him his performance in Matango was really awesome and I loved it. And I said, what kind of preparations did you do for that character? And he said, well, he decided that the character should have a tooth missing, and so he went to his dentist and he said, pull that tooth. And the dentist pulled his tooth out. He shot the movie and then had the dentist like put it back in when he was done. I thought, Jesus, that's a dedication. That is amazing. Yeah. Fantastic.
I mean, like I say, look, when you are someone who's dedicated to the craft, look, go for it.
Yeah,
I
he is
mean,
great. He was great. Yeah, it was his first time at G Fest. And he was introduced. Of course, he got a standing ovation. And
that
then
was
he just,
2011, I think.
huh?
That
What year?
was no, 2009, 2009.
I think I was thinking 2009. Sounds about right.
Yeah.
And I remember him just sobbing, like, because he was not expecting such an an outpouring of affection. Like, because in Japan, they get reverence, you get respect, but they were not really traditionally giving outward affection. And so then when he started crying, then everyone in the auditorium was crying as well. So we just wanted to say thank you, and that's all it really was. And for him, it was overwhelming, and he was so appreciative, and had a great time. And I think that was what I love so much about G Fest. Even though I don't see myself going back, I just appreciate being able to say thank you just a little bit, to go back a little bit and say thank you for all the joy that these people have given me, and just to make that connection and say how important they were, or how say thank you. And so they have that moment, even for a little bit. I will always be grateful. Yeah. Well, I mean, we're at the end of the Toho, and since we opened up the Daiei can of worms, do you think there are any other movies of this era that non-Godzilla movies that might be fun? We did mention the green slime. Well, yeah, we have the whole gamma, but I don't want to get into a whole other series. But
Absolutely.
maybe one more one shots before we get out, because there was a couple movies I thought we did for
What's
Toho.
that?
This
What was
another
that?
space movie that I thought was Toho, but it wasn't.
The War in Space?
War in Space. Yeah,
That was Toho.
was it? No, it was
No,
now
War in
Battle in
Space.
Battle in Outer Space.
No, War in Space is a
That
Toho.
was Battle in Outer Space. There's something else. There's another space movie.
War in Space,
I think
and
War in
then
Space.
the
Battle in
Lessons
Outer
from Outer
Space is Toho.
Space. Well,
Yeah.
you said about for Toho or just for any other company? I mean, any
Well,
other.
I mean, yeah, but there was one I took off the list. I had it originally, and I thought, oh, that's not Toho, and I took it
What's
off.
the
But it might
kitty
have been
one that
Daiei or Toei.
Goro versus what is that one?
Or are you
Where that
thinking of the
the
hippopotamus
orange,
monster?
the orange hippopotamus monster that they
What?
teach to use the toilet.
Oh yes, that's I know.
Goliath. Yeah,
Goliath,
the
Doro, or whatever.
Dur I know you're talking about
Dagaro.
Goro versus
Dagaro,
Dagara. I don't
Goliath.
know that
Yes,
one. Huh.
it could have been
Oh,
used in
Brian
'74.
Toho
Yeah,
film.
it's very.
They
So
kill the mom during a
it's an
monster attack,
movie
and then
that's
they
awesome.
raise the baby on this island, and
I mean, it was just okay. I've seen
it's
that.
choice taste. It's
Oh. And then they teach it because it's a giant monster and it gets pretty messy. They teach it to use the toilet. They build this big water closet.
Oh, right.
Wow.
I don't want to think about hippos going number
Awesome.
two.
Walking
That
hippos to boot
is
who breathes
bonkers.
fire.
That's
Now, this was a time where not just Toho, but everything that was kaiju or tokusatsu related, they were just stretching the imagination of how far they can go.
Well, yeah, they're shifting definitely to very young audiences
That's what,
up there, man. Yeah.
But I grew up, and I didn't put them on the list because they're not Toho, but there was a series of movies called featuring a superhero called Starman. I think in Japan he was a giant man or something like that.
I
He
was
was
going to
like,
say, I think
decked out
that's,
in white with a cape and a little skull cap, and
yeah, I
Starman, and
think
he fought these like
it's,
star-shaped, these aliens that look like starfish,
well, no, that's a warning from warning
Warning
from
from Space.
space. Yes,
Warning from
okay.
Space, but they show up in that though too. They
They
like
show up in a Starman movie
that,
too, I think.
yeah, they
Yeah.
get all these other goofy aliens with like
Yeah, there's
parking
a whole
cones on their
council of
hands.
aliens. Yeah.
That's
But Starman was
now.
like a superhero, he wore tights and had a cape. And I mean, I remember loving Starman when I was a kid.
Is that the one that's called the Invasion of the Neptune Men?
That might be right. Yeah,
Because
I don't know
that's
about.
the one I was thinking about. Because that's the one I
Yeah.
would say is pretty underrated. That
There's Prince of Space too, or Iron
Yes.
Sharp. That's on
Yeah.
Tubi, by the way. The
Iron.
Japanese version of those.
Okay.
Yeah, I
That's
think
cool.
that
Yeah.
one has the
Prince of Space is
Neptune
pretty good.
Men. Yeah.
And no, that's good. How about Billy, any other movies you think might be good ones from this list?
Does it have to be Toho?
Nope, not at all.
Well, like I said before, when we were off air, I've been on a bit of a Legend of Dinosaurs and Monster Birds kick lately, and for those who have seen it, you know what I'm talking about with that very misleading, it doesn't fit, but yet it does soundtrack that sounds like a cross from a 70s porn to 70s disco to actually I made this connection. This soundtrack actually would have gone well with Godzilla versus Hedra.
Oh, that kind of a
You could have
snazzy
switched
little.
those two soundtracks and it would have worked.
Okay.
That's funny.
But anyway, Legend of Dinosaurs, that was actually my first dinosaur film I ever saw as a kid on TV.
Oh, I'm so
What
sorry.
a way to start.
Sorry.
Yeah, that was not the right one to start with. And here's the funny thing. The Just for Kids, King's Entertainment, whatever distributor that made the Gamera VHSs and all the Daiei VHSs, they put that movie right in the kids section. Blood and guts, severed horses' heads, and a poor girl disemboweled in the kids section.
Did that come out? That came out like the late 70s, right? That film.
1977, but it didn't hit the US market video until like 83 or 84.
Because I don't think I remember it being that. I mean, like I say, I like you, what you mentioned about, like, say, the so-called, the brutality of it's like, y'all gonna put this in? I mean, I guess because it's got
It was in
dinosaurs. It's
the
like,
kids
oh, that's
section.
enough, you know. But like, no, we're gonna put it here. It's like,
It was in the
I'm
kids section.
telling you, the
Not mine.
distributor probably just assumed
But we,
it's being Rubber Monster.
what's interesting about this film is it was made by Toei. It was their answer to Jaws' success. It didn't really do well in Japan, but it ironically did well in Russia. And for this reason, not because of the dinosaurs or anything, but because Russia was so amazed that they hadn't seen any Japanese films until that time, I guess. And they were so amazed that Japan was using like Sony cameras and all this. They were somehow intrigued by that. And yeah, weird. But man,
God
anybody
damn good
who
dinosaur movie.
remembers that soundtrack, I want to blast that soundtrack
Sorry.
right now. Or I need to get that soundtrack, but you
I'll
can.
have to go back. I have to look at this.
It's
Last Dinosaur too. We'll do that one again. We'll
yeah,
talk about
Last
that.
Dinosaur.
That's
That's the
just
one
as
from
goofy as
1977. Yeah.
yeah.
That's pretty
TV
goofy.
movie.
It is.
I saw it as
I
a TV
remember
movie.
I was in the hospital for something. I don't know what it was, but I remember
Forced to
being in the
watch
hospital. And I was just, well, I mean, there was only, three channels on the TV at the time. So that
it.
was on. I'm like, well, if I gotta be in the hospital, then at least I'm watching a movie about a dinosaur. And it's the only time I ever saw it. But I know it just came back out. It's got like a re-release. It's been like remastered and stuff
Yeah.
like that. It's like okay.
I need to
So,
get that version. I do too. I'll go
I'll
with the
watch it
goofy. I
again.
because it's stuck in my head. So, and the idea that they actually made figures for this, I think that's so cool.
Yeah.
Well, there's that
Now
company. Making the Last Dinosaur figure. Like, all right, all right.
we need Legends of Dinosaur figures, please.
Yep.
So I've never seen Legend of Dinosaurs, so that's all new to me. So that's
I
pretty
have a
cool to know
list of
about that.
monsters I would like people to
Never
make. I
seen
think that
that?
would be.
Oh, it's
Yeah.
amazing. Whatchamacallit, Discotech just released a restoration widescreen with both English and Japanese dub, but I highly recommend you watch it with the English dub because it just makes the WTF experience all the more merrier.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. I love like the stuff, the goofy stuff that these movies have inspired, like the Kamen Rider series. I really love like Kamen Rider V3. It is just such a great series and it's over the top, but some of those monsters are silly. But do you have a lot of martial arts? You have monsters exploding, decapitations, motorcycle stunts. Like, what more do you want? out Mountains
of
of
a show.
paint, and just like,
Why we're there.
And they're so much fun. Have you seen the new one, the Shin
Shin
Masked
Kamen Rider?
Rider?
No.
Yeah, you should. Same guy did Shin Godzilla. That was his.
Oh, okay. I have it. I've not seen it.
Okay.
But
Oh, watch it. It's,
okay.
yeah.
Yeah, there's also a Shin
Curious.
Ultraman. There was a Shin was going. That was the big
Yes.
thing. That was the big craze.
Yes.
Everybody was doing the Shin.
And he
We
was
just didn't
involved
see.
with all of them, though. So,
Yeah. Yeah. We can
There's all kinds of things we can do. It might be another show on down the road. We can talk about like our TV shows, like Ultraman and Johnny Sacco and those things, because that's a whole.
Captain Ultra.
I never saw Captain
Captain
Ultra.
Ultra.
You know,
I
yeah.
found it somewhere. I don't think I could find it again, but yeah, I got to see all the episodes. I liked it. It's goofy space adventure in the Johnny Sacco vein, very much so.
Oh, well,
You
I'm
know,
gonna
that
look
kind of
for
a
it.
goofiness. Yeah.
Yeah,
Fun
and I
stuff.
love Johnny Sacco. Over the top. So much gunplay. Oh my God, so much gunplay. Well, guys, I want to thank you for being on Heavy Metal Horror yet again, to sharing your knowledge and having fun talking about our nerddom. And just had a blast with you guys today. So thanks.
Oh,
Thank
thank
you.
you.
Thank
Yeah.
you so much. Had a
Oh, well,
blast.
I'm glad everyone did. Now, before we leave, I'm going to have make sure you share where we can find you and a little bit about you. So, Billy, where can we find a Godzilla Battle Royale?
Rockstar BB82 on YouTube. I also have a Facebook page somewhere. Just look up Godzilla Battle Royale. Haven't been really active lately. I'm trying to rectify that, but hopefully I'll get that desire back going soon.
Hopefully we inspired you.
That's what I think.
Yeah. Dr. Tar, you need to watch it. Yeah,
I will.
it's a love letter, and it's so great. It
Very
is
good.
really great. Johnny Granville, where can we find you?
Well, I mentioned before, like I said, my channel is called Jedi Granville Productions. It's on YouTube, but you could call, when I say you call, you could find me on Instagram also, and YouTube, not YouTube, but Facebook, you know, by using my
Get over here.
government name, Walter Ross. So you can find me there, and usually I print, I mean, post stuff like about everything. But yeah, that's basically where I'm at on YouTube, and like I say, I do as much content in terms of that's gratifying, that's even kaiju and tokusatsu related, and anything else kind of subject we talk about. Like you was mentioned about talking about the Batman series, you know, the old one. You know, it's like stuff like that. I mean, I get creative in knowing that you don't just center on just one particular subject. You do all kinds of subjects, and that's what makes me different from a lot of other
Yeah,
people.
excellent. Well, when you do a Batman show, I'm there. I'm watching. I'm re working my way back through the Batman series again, and it's just
Which one? The
fantastic.
old
The original is the 66.
series?
Yeah, Adam
I've got the
Mossberg
first
work.
season, I think. I think I
Yeah,
got that. Yeah.
I got that on Blu-ray. I bought the box. I'm like, this is one of the things that I will splurge and I will buy because it's so beautiful to look at the colors. I'm like, oh, you know, it's absolutely stunning. So,
Yeah, when there
and
was, yeah.
yes, and Dr. Tarr, where can we find you?
Oh, at Unsane Radio at the moment. Yeah, dot com.
UnsaneRadio.com. That's right. Tar and Feather Psychocinema.com.
Yeah, sure.
And Tar and Feather have a
Sure.
YouTube channel, right, where you can watch some of their movies. They've also done a
Some.
been that's right. I hope I want you to release all of them. And And your version of Monster Party Beach is hilarious. I just love their take on it. So I'm
Did
so
you see
grateful.
it?
Oh,
Did you
good.
actually
Yeah.
watch it?
Yes, I did. I watched it several times.
Sorry.
Yeah. No, it's hilarious. You know, like time slip, yeah, all the boob alerts. Oh, it's fantastic, it's good. Oh, yeah, oh, it's fantastic. Hey,
I didn't know you
you can find Heavy Metal Horror on unsaneradio.com. Hey, ain't that a coink-a-dink? Listen to full episodes or download to your device. You can find us on Facebook, Heavy Metal Horror Podcast. On Instagram, look for Montag Lewis, one word. Our YouTube page, Heavy Metal Horror Podcast. If you're watching, that's where you're at. Don't forget to hit the like and subscribe button. And if you know someone who would like our show, tell about us. This has been Montag, Master of Illusion. And you've been watching and listening to, all right, guys, bring up the horns. Heavy Metal Horror.
y'all. This is Doug Helvering, and you have been listening to Heavy Metal Horror, the best podcast that you've never heard before.